Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm so excited that you clicked on this episode. I want to just rehash with you a trip I just took where I was literally submerged in a pool for like 10 hours the entire weekend because my toddler would not stop swimming. And so I want to talk about being in a bathing suit when you're maybe you're actively having a really bad body image day. Maybe you've had a funky relationship with your body. I think we all at some point, if you're listening to this, can say you either have a negative relationship or unpleasant relationship with your body. You have bad body image days. You wished you resided in a smaller body. You are struggling because everyone around you is losing weight with Ozempic and weight loss drugs and all of the freaking stuff that's out there. And you are like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So if you resonate with any of that, I'm glad you're here. And before we get into today's episode, we are going to do our Fine Food Freedom win of the week. So this is something that I share. It's usually from a client, maybe it's a DM from someone in our online community, a podcast review, whatever it may be. And this is a DM I received from a client that we worked with years ago at Fine Food Freedom. I saw them for a little bit, and then Julie, one of our other providers, saw them and their husband at the time. But they sent me a picture in their bikini and wrote, "I went to a pool party," in all caps, "in a bikini," with a bunch of exclamation points. "I wasn't worried about people seeing my tummy or my butt at all," in all caps. "This was a breakthrough for me." Heart emoji, crying emoji. As soon as I got that message, I was like, screenshot, because this is a perfect win of the week to share on an episode where we're talking about summer, being in a bikini, being in a bathing suit. It can be such, summer can just have so many more triggers than winter, because whether it is a bathing suit, being at the pool, being at the beach, just fucking sweating. It is so hot outside. Now, I live in Florida, so I'm pretty used to that. But I feel like, I was checking the weather back in Pittsburgh, is where I'm from, like where my family lives. It was hotter in Pittsburgh than it was in Florida. So like the whole world is feeling the heat. New York City, I know, it's just so hot. And sweating is uncomfortable. And so I want to just like validate some things that like there's just more discomfort. There's more body triggers in summer usually than there is in the winter. And I want to talk about that with you. But why I love the win of the week that I just shared is this is someone who has been working with our team, getting support with our team, and following along in our community for years. And they are just now sending me this message. I want to validate you right now that if you're like, I should be able to be in a bathing suit and not feel guilt or shame. I should be able to do this and, you know, not talk negatively to myself. First of all, release that responsibility. No matter who you are, no matter how long you've been on this journey, no matter how much work you've done, everyone's journey ebbs and flows. There is no place you should be. You're going, you know, as you make peace with your body, you're going to have moments in time, no matter how many years you've been doing this, that it's a hard day, that it's a hard body image day, right? That it's a hard body image moment. What, for whatever it is, like things are going to trigger you. It's not about not having bad body image days or bad body image moments. It's about knowing that you're going to get through it. Like living it so many times that you're like, I'm going to survive this. This is temporary. why is this coming up, right? Like getting curious about it and recognizing that it's not a forever feeling, that your body is the least important thing about you, and you can get back to the present. I saw a podcast where someone was talking about, you know, when you don't have a lot of memories from your childhood, it usually means there's like some type of trauma, blah, blah, blah. And I think about my college years. Well, one, I was like blacked out half the time. So that's probably why I don't remember it. But two, I was the most disordered I could ever be during my college years. I hated my body. I was hyper fixated on what I looked like, what other people were thinking of me. Like my brain was this hamster wheel. And I have such little memory from college. Obviously, like I met some of my best friends for life there. Like I have so many positive memories at Penn State. But I think about that all the time is like, because I was so disordered, I have so little memories because sure, I was physically present there in the moment, but mentally and emotionally, I was somewhere so different, right? Like maybe we were at a party with a bunch of friends, but instead of like being in conversation, being present or playing a game, or like I'd be in my head being like, oh my gosh, I'm the biggest one here. Or are they looking at my arms or my stomach? Or like, look how tiny that girl is. Or blah, blah, blah. It's activating a different part of your brain. And I was like, that makes so much sense, right? And so I'm saying this because I'm going to fast forward to the present day, right? That was disordered me. Now let's focus on my present day me. This past weekend, I flew to Pittsburgh. That's where my parents still live. That's like my hometown outside of Pittsburgh. And one of my girlfriends came in from Hawaii. She lives in Hawaii. So anytime she flies home, we're like, oh, we got to go. Girlfriends from all over came in. We kind of like all come together. And we all have kiddos now. It's just freaking crazy when we're together. And luckily, our one friend, her parents have a house with a pool. And so we congregated at this house all weekend, pizza, pool parties, all the things. And I was thinking, like, it's so hard for me to not think about this kind of stuff now. Like, I was in my bathing suit and I was not thinking about my body at all. Like, I think there was at one point where I was like, oh, like, my body looks different. Like it was more of like a neutral observation because I'm still getting used to this body. I just hit a year postpartum with my second baby after a C-section. My stomach, I have diastasis recti. Like there's just things that are different about my body personally. And so I remember having a fleeting thought of like, huh, this looks different. And then it was instantly filled with gratitude of like, I am so grateful for the years and years of body image work that I have done because I can't imagine not being present in that moment. Now, let me also say it would have been a safety concern if I wasn't present in that moment because my daughter just turned 3. Every parent is different with this, but I don't put a puddle jumper on her. I don't like the idea of giving her like this false sense of security of jumping in a pool that she's going to float. Every parent has a different opinion on this. There's really no right or wrong way. Especially because it was just me and her. Her little sister wasn't with her, my other daughter. So like I could focus on her. I understand when there's multiple kids, I think there's reasons to use them. But so I say this because my daughter, we went 2 different days. The one day, 3 hours straight. We were there for 3 hours. 3 hours straight. Would jump in, swim to me. I would help her get to the side, back up, jump in. Brr, brr, brr. Like I was submerged in water. I didn't have a sip of water. I didn't have anything. Like she wouldn't let me out of the pool. So I was submerged. The next day, same thing. She was so excited. But 4 hours of jumping. The only time we got out of the pool was because the pizza got there. And homegirl loves her pizza. And so do I. Thank God I needed that break. So I say this. One, it would have been a safety concern if I wasn't present. But two, I can't, like, I talk about this all the time on here. You've heard people say it. We're like, your kids aren't going to remember your body. They're only going to remember if you got in the pool or not. Like, that is like an obvious, like, it's crazy to me how much my daughter like needed me in the pool, wanted me in the pool, wanted to jump to me, wanted to show me, mommy, watch this, mommy, watch this. Like, I cannot imagine if I put a puddle jumper on her and said like, mommy doesn't go in the pool. And this is not to guilt or shame anyone. If you're sitting here being like, I can't go in a pool, I can't be in a bathing suit in front of others. If you are at that point, there is nothing wrong with that. But I'm here to challenge you, and I'm here to like let's talk about that. Because as somebody who has been there before, as someone who has sat on the sidelines and let like life and memories and moments pass me by because of my body and how I felt about my body, I don't want one person to spend an extra day, second, hour doing that. Now, I also want to just put a disclaimer. I reside in a thin body, or a straight size body, as some call it, meaning like I am, air quotes, heavy air quotes, accepted by society because of the size of my body. Nobody's going to look at me traditionally. Some people, because I have been asked if I'm pregnant twice this year and I'm not, but most people aren't going to look at me and tell me I need to lose weight. They think, she's air quotes, okay, by diet culture standards, right? Some of us might be listening to this podcast. You reside in a larger body, right? Any sized body can have body image issues. I'm going to say that again. Any size body can have body image issues. No matter who you are, no matter what you weigh, no matter what body you're in, you can have body image issues. And your issues are just as valid as anyone, regardless of what size body you're in. But let me be explicitly clear that if you reside in a larger body, the amount of shaming, oppression, discrimination that you experience simply for existing is hellacious, is terrible, is so fucking uncalled for. And I can't pretend to know what that's like because I reside in a smaller body, right? I don't go to the doctor for a stuffy nose and the doctor say, have you tried losing weight? So I want to state that here, because no matter what size body we're in, we can have body image issues. But I want to also acknowledge my privilege here, that I'm not going to pretend to know what it's like to reside in a larger body and how that, I can tell you from a professional standpoint how that's going to play into things, but not from my lived experience. So I want to talk about a couple little tips, tricks, and things you can do to walk away from this episode saying like, how can I muster up the courage to put on the bathing suit and to go in the pool and to go to the beach and to take my cover up off and to show up? And for some of you, you might have more intrinsic motivators of why you want to do that. For example, I'm using myself, like my kids, right? Like my specifically my toddler, who's way more aware than the baby, of like, she not only wanted me, but she needed me in the pool. Like there's no way, even if she had a puddle jumper on, that I couldn't have gotten the pool from like a safety perspective. So I didn't have an option. But I can imagine as she gets older and needs me less, it does become more optional. But I want to be the mom that gets in the pool and does the fucking George Washington flip with my hair, or plays mermaids, or puts goggles on. Like, I don't want to be the one that's remembered of like, oh, mommy doesn't get her hair wet, or like, mommy doesn't go in the pool. You know, mommy's afraid. Like, no. So if that's your goal too, if there's a part of you that's like, I want to do that, but I can't, then I'm talking to you. And it doesn't have to be, again, you don't have to have kids for this to be applicable. It could just be like, I want to go in with my friends. I want to go to the beach with my friends. And so I think one big piece of this is when you're doing the body image work. And what I mean by that is just like really assessing your relationship with your body. It's important to recognize that discomfort about like your physical body, it's allowed. It's valid. You're allowed to feel discomfort. You're allowed to feel pain. You're allowed to feel uncomfortable. Like, those are valid things. And it's important to be able to recognize the physical discomfort versus the mental and emotional discomfort. So For example, you may say, like, this swimsuit, or I feel physically uncomfortable because, like, this swimsuit is too small and it's cutting off my circulation and it feels uncomfortable. And that might be coupled with, like, a mental, emotional, uncomfortable unpleasantness of, like, I'm so disgusting. See, this is why I can't wear a swimsuit. Everybody's looking at me. I can't believe that it's another summer where I'm not in a bikini body, blah, 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 right? So you can see how there was physical discomfort there, and that probably triggered some emotional discomfort. And so two things you can do. We can address both of those. Now, the physical discomfort, I have to challenge you to get one bathing suit that fits your body comfortably. Now, I know bathing suits can be uncomfortable in the, like, vag area. I know for me, like, with, you know, like, shaving and razor burn, and there, you got to find one that fits good, that doesn't rub and it's not too tight and all that kind of stuff. So we got to really make sure the bathing suit is comfortable. There are so many different brands now that fit all size bodies. And I really want to encourage you to get one that fits comfortably, because this is just like shoes, people. If you're wearing shoes that are two sizes too small, you're not going to be able to walk, first of all. And what are you going to do? You're going to be like, my feet fucking hurt. Ow. So that's important to think about. Like, if you have a bathing suit on that is just cutting off your circulation, or it's so tight you can't breathe, or it's pulling, like, on your thigh kind of area that you're like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. Get it off my body. Get it off my body. That ain't going to cut it, especially if we have some body image obstacles that we're working through. So you need to find one bathing suit that fits your body comfortably. That's going to help with some of the physical unpleasantness. On that same note, and again, I know this takes privilege of, like, having the means to do this. If you can find one cover up and one pair of flip-flops or sandals that fit your body comfortably, that elevates this. And again, I know I want to really acknowledge privilege here of, like, having the means to do this, but if you can find one beach bag, one pair of sunglasses, like, that you're really excited about, you're excited to put on your body. A new TJ Maxx just opened up in my town, and I'm embarrassed to say that I'm a regular there. One, okay, cut me some slack. I live in Florida. It's fucking hot. I can't just go on a walk midday with my kiddo, my baby, because it's genuinely too hot. So this TJ Maxx is, like, really big. It's brand new. It's beautiful. And so I take some laps, okay? And while I take some laps, I have found that they have really cute beach bags. They have really cute sunglasses. They have really cute cover-ups. And again, I acknowledge my privilege that I'm able to walk into a store and find a size that fits my body comfortably. I also love a good thrift shop. And I've been finding so many, like, XXL, triple XL products at my local Goodwill too. So, like, that is a great place to look for cover-ups. But the reason I say this is because if, from a physical discomfort standpoint, if we can remove that, find something that fits our body comfortably, and then the accessories that are paired with that, if we can really ensure that we like them, they're fun, they're stylish, they're funky, they're an expression of their self-expression, right? That can go such a long way. Like, without even handling the mental and emotional piece, if we can just work on that alone, that is huge. Now, from the mental and emotional piece, I want you to acknowledge and build awareness around the emotional discomfort that you feel in a bathing suit. So what is your self-talk like? What are the beliefs about your body in a swimsuit? What are things in the past that you may have heard from someone while you were wearing a swimsuit about your body or about others? Like, did your parent make comments about other people in swimsuits when you were in a swimsuit? So then it made you internalize, like, oh, well, if they think that about them, what do they think about my body? What are they saying about my body? This doesn't necessarily need to be done in the moment when you're wearing the suit, but maybe before, right? Or after, and in session with a professional who can help you challenge these belief systems, build positive self-talk, and recognize that you are letting life pass you by if you think you need to look a certain way to put a bathing suit on and go to the pool and go to the beach. Your friends, your family members, your loved ones, the people that genuinely care about you, do not give a flying fuck what your body looks like. They just want you there. They just want you there. So I want you to think about, name three characteristics about yourself that you love that have nothing to do with your body. Now, we could also, like, why do you think people are friends with you? That's, some people are like, it's hard for me to name three things. Okay. Well, why are people friends with you? If you say, I'm witty, I'm funny, I'm loyal, I'm trusting, I'm, you know, whatever, whatever those things are, write them down, build awareness. So this isn't about toxic positivity of when you're having a bad body image day, you're like, oh, I hate my fucking body, but I'm loyal. No, you can acknowledge that there is emotional unpleasantness there. You can name it. You can build awareness around it. We're going to work on challenging that. And then it is important to also have ammunition of, well, my body is my least important thing about me, but what is important about me? What about my character do I love and do I value? And do I appreciate that I bring to others' lives? And you probably didn't think that clicking on the an episode about a bathing suit would bring you down this rabbit hole, but it did. And I'm glad we're here, because at a time where everyone's wearing bathing suits, it's summer, it's here, it's unavoidable. You might say, no, it's avoidable, I'm not going. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you, okay? Also, set the scene for a pool day, a beach day. If you don't have kids that you're running after, woo! I live for the day that I'm gonna, like, sit in a beach chair and not be running around. But load up a good funny podcast, get a good playlist going, get a vibe, get your Kindle out, get a book out that you're excited about. Go to this beach or pool day excited about what you get to experience, right? It's, pack a yummy ass snack, bring your favorite beverages. I mean, there are so many ways that we can make this enjoyable. But the two things I want you to walk away from this episode with are acknowledging and building awareness around physical unpleasantness and mental emotional unpleasantness, separating them. Just because one exists, physical unpleasantness, doesn't mean it has to be coupled with that. And if we eliminate the physical unpleasantness, that doesn't mean that the mental and emotional will automatically go away. But building awareness first is a huge, huge step. So if you're listening and you're like, holy shit, I've never heard it explained this way, this was really helpful, I'm really, really glad you're here. And I want to encourage you to click the link in the show notes below, whether you go to Instagram, TikTok, click the link, get your insurance benefits checked, just like the Fine Food Freedom win of the week on today's episode with our previous client. This is what we do in session, is we challenge your belief systems. We work through this. We use counseling, like evidence-based counseling practices, to help you get to a place. Can we just accept? Can we just be neutral? This isn't about loving our body. This is about you being able to show up to a pool day, to a beach day, and not be obsessed with your body and be able to be present and enjoy the moment. And we take health insurance. We are licensed in 22 different states, and I would absolutely love to invite you to get your benefits checked, because most people have no idea that they have these benefits. We are fully virtual, so we can work with you no matter where in the world that you live. And if you don't have coverage for any reason, we will gift you 1 month of the Fine Food Freedom membership, which includes 3 live coaching calls, because I don't want finances to be the reason why somebody can't get the support that they want and need with their relationship with food and body. So thank you for being here for my summer pep talk. This is not sponsored by TJ Maxx or Marshalls, but it sure as hell should be, because that's like the only place that I shop. Also, Old Navy has a lot of really good sales. And Goodwill, baby, go thrifting. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be designer. Nothing gets me more revved up than when someone compliments me and I'm like, oh, thank you. I got this at Goodwill for $4. It's literally my favorite thing. Okay. Thank you for being here. Please, if you like this episode, rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review of what you want to hear more of, because the more I hear from you, the more I can help you. Thank you for being here. Chat with you next week. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.